You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
JSE is closed, and that means it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow with Greg Davies, chief trader at Kratos Capital. Greg, I'm just going to go through the numbers first, the JSE numbers first of all. Banks up nearly 2%, good move there. Financials 1.1% higher. Industrials up 0.5%. Retailers up 1.1% as well. Resources joined the party to the tune of 1.2% to the upside. Gold shares, best performers today, up 3.6%. And the platinum stocks 2.5% higher. All share up 1.2%, closing at 55,272, but the value traded because of the lack of participation of United States investors because of the President's Day holiday, and that knocks onto London, so all the London traders and brokers go off for long lunches. Value traded today only 12.6 billion, but a little bit of interest, mainly from the PGM sector, Anglo Platts. Results this morning.
Yes, I mean, Anglo Platts responding nicely to that, up 1.3%, just touching on a clear 700 Rand on the nose. So, been a spectacular recovery in share price, a turnaround in fortunes, all driven by platinum, palladium prices, PGM in general going much stronger over the last 12 months.
Yes, indeed. Just give us the history again. I love your history. You go back 5 years or so and say, if you'd have bought this, Mr. Williams, on this date, you would have made an extraordinary 1,000% or something. So what was the absolute worst? It was probably when Anglo American itself was around 52 Rand a share, wasn't it?
Yes, I mean, the thing is, I think that the low for most of these stocks, and I'm just scrolling back as we speak, we're run about the beginning of 2016. It's down around 68 Rand. So it has recovered a tremendous amount, so tenfold, really. So quite a big improvement there. And I mean, it's been across the board. I mean, Impala Platinum done something similar in a shorter period of time.
Yeah. It has done, and that came out with an updated trading update today. Previously, it said that it was probably going to be around about 290 cents per share earnings, but they've given the JSC the range that is required by the JSE regulations, and the range I think is 308 to 312 cents per share for the basic earnings. That's what I saw.
Yes, I mean, I think what you've got to take note of is this. This is a further trading update on the previous trading update. So the numbers are slightly tweaked. And when this previous trading update came out, the share was around 38 Rand. Today it finished at 50 Rand 20. So that did actually, I mean, it did attract some buying, even though it was a slightly revised, improved number. The share price up 3.6%. That's back at 50 Rand 20. And I know you're going to ask me, but you know, at the end of last year, around about 17 Rand. So it's had a tremendous run.
Yes, it has, and well done to John Bickard and the Investec Value Fund team, because they loaded up before this move, obviously.
Yeah, no, John deserves, he's going to get a lot of accolades, but he deserves all of them, because, you know, to hold one's nerve while, you know, perhaps the market, you felt people were sniggering at you and you'd made a terrible mistake. And plus, I mean, we brokers deal with your clients every day, more or less, and basting you for making bad investment decisions, and it's quite grueling. That's why brokers don't really last too long. We get worn out at very young ages. So managing money is very, very tough, and he's probably got the toughest job in that field, being in the mining space.
Mm. Okay, let's have a look now at some of the top movers and bottom movers as well. I'm looking at my screen. I'm just going to refresh it, my sharenet.co.za screen, of course. A company called Vivo at the top with a 9.3% gain. But Sibanye Goldfields, numbers 2 and 3. Gold's done really, really well. I mean, the rand is obviously a little bit weaker, well, certainly over the last week anyway, but we knew that on Friday. Gold price is up $6. Suddenly people are coming for these things.
Yes, a change in sentiment, certainly spurred on by that Amplats number, the Impala improved trading update, and straight away as that came out, we saw buyers trickling back into Sibanye. Even Lonmin, long forgotten, that managed to put on 3.8%. I mean, it's 12 Rand 30, but long way from its high, I'm looking at 567 Rand in 2007. But and I think it might have been one or two rights issues or something as well in the meantime. But the share price putting on 3.8%.
On the downside, RCL, Telkom, Old Mutual, Brait and Pioneer Foods. Any stories there?
Yeah, I think for me, and I mean, one shouldn't spread rumors, but the Telkom move is quite interesting. I think perhaps people are wrong on this, but there's a perception. I mean, just remember the government owns 40% of Telkom. The market cap is 34 billion. they might be thinking of doing a book build, place those shares with other investors. The government can get some money for the much needed money for the coffers to sort out the SABC and SAA. It'll be too little money to make any difference at Eskom, but I might pay for a few meals for the next few weeks. That's all.
Speaking of Eskom, there hasn't been any power cuts today. What's happening?
Yeah, you know, the conspiracy theorists now, because we've had a relatively power failure-free weekend and into today, that perhaps, you know, why was it just after Cyril's speech saying he's going to break the business up, then the following Monday, boom, the lights were off. Tuesday, Wednesday, it was terrible. And all of a sudden, it looks like everything is fine. And the budget speech on Wednesday is going to be very interesting. Because we need some answers there on how they're going to resolve the issues there.
Let's have a look at other markets quickly. The Rand is 14.13 against the US dollar, 18.27 against the British pound, and 15.99 against the euro, with the euro dollar showing the euro slightly stronger, dollar slightly weaker, 1.1320. The gold price has responded to that slight dollar weakness, very sensitive to the upside, this thing at the moment. 13.26 up $5 an ounce. Platinum more or less flat at 8.09. The oil price up 20 cents a barrel. Brent crude in London 66.56. Dow Jones and all other American markets apart from the S&P futures, which are more or less flat. Anyway, Dow Jones closed because of President's Day, and in London, the FTSE, my screen says FTSE flat, but it can't be flat. I thought it would be stronger after that move in the Dow late on Friday night. Greg, have you got a FTSE price for me, a FTSE 100 there?
It's showing about 4 points up on Arbitrage, yeah.
Oh, so flat as well then. Maybe the TV station I was listening to earlier on was completely wrong. Greg, trade talks between US and China boosted the Dow on Friday, but we never know, do we? And it was pointed out to me by David Shapiro. I mean, Mr. Trump's interpretation via Twitter of what's going on isn't always, when I say isn't always, I'm being very kind here, isn't always an accurate representation of the truth.
Yeah, that's been a feature of his presidency. It makes trading much more difficult because, you know, his as you say, his interpretation or what messages he's sending to markets and so on. I think sometimes the market looks a little bit overheated. He puts out a negative tweet, and when he wants to warm it up again, a more positive one. But let's hope there's some progress there, because this story is getting a little bit of fatigued with all of this trade talk.
Yeah, indeed. Greg? Let's leave it there as the US is closed and it's been relatively quiet on the JSE. Reconvene either tomorrow morning if it's busy or tomorrow evening for the 5 o'clock shadow. Greg Davies is the chief trader at Kratos Capital.